This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. In a state as diverse and full of wildlife as California, how do you single out a mere dozen species to represent the whole zoological array? That was the challenge that confronted Rebecca Solnit as she set out to compose the book she titled A California Bestiary.
It was one of those fun and painful tasks of leaving things out. I was trying to balance kinds of animals. There's mammals, reptiles, birds, and insects. Animals that are incredibly common and prolific now. There's one extinct species, the California grizzly, and some very endangered ones.
One of those is the elephant seal, considered extinct within the past century, but now noisily alive and active in coastal enclaves in San Mateo and Marin counties.
4,000 pounds of enraged and overheated blubber yowling on the beach is really something to behold, and dozens or hundreds of them are just extraordinary. They spend an hour underwater without breathing. They go weeks and months without eating. We're always being told to look at animals because they're so noble and uplifting and pure and holy. And you go look at elephant seals, and it's this big, stinky mass of sex and violence and undulating flesh on the beach. It's just fantastic.
Other animals featured in this slim, thoughtful volume are nearly ubiquitous, at least in some areas, such as the blue-belly lizards that Solnit was surrounded by as a girl in northern Marin.
They're one of those things that people take for granted because they're everywhere. They're not endangered. They don't occur only in special habitat. But they're incredibly beautiful if you look at them close up, and the little underside of turquoise is just magical. And they do have some truly magical qualities. One of them is that their blood purifies ticks in their nymph stage of any Lyme disease they may be carrying.
The California Bestiary also features colorful, deceptively simple illustrations of each species by artist Mona Caron. Although she's best known as a muralist in San Francisco, Solnit says Caron brought a broader view of habitat issues to many of the pictures, as in her portrait of a Chinook salmon.
You see this beautiful leaping fish swimming upstream and other fish below, and it looks just so free and wild and powerful. But if you look off in the distance, you see a giant concrete dam blocking off the river. And that kind of complexity she captured in every image. Many, many of the animals are breaking out of the hand-drawn frame as though the world they're in can't quite contain them, or they're falling out of our world. There's some beautiful tension there.
And that is a recurring subtext in the prose as well, the overriding impact that human presence has had on the very survival of the animals around us. As Solnit observes, it's a mixed result, and we generally give more attention to the losers of those conflicts than to the thriving and abundant winners.
Yeah, there's some animals like California ground squirrels and bluebellies that are probably going to be good as long as anything is in the state. But so many other things have fluctuating status or endangered status. Some things like elephant seals and mountain lions have really rebounded. Some things like condors and mission blue butterflies are really on the verge. Even though people have done a lot of things to prop them up, they may just not be sturdy and flexible enough to live in a human-shaped world.
Modeled loosely on the medieval books that marveled at the real and imaginary animals of the time, Solnit's book was inspired in part by the new Wild California exhibit at the Oakland Zoo, which benefits from the sales of a California bestiary. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.